Crazy year in college football. Jim Comperoni, SpartanMeg.com. The MSU insider, he was at the Mel Tucker, Michigan at Michigan State. Presser, media get-together, gathering, whatever you want to call it. Interesting comments from Tucker. We'll begin with, I retweeted your LSU comment, Comp, and he really didn't come out and say, I'm not going. He just said, I'm focusing on Michigan.
Yeah, just one little sentence. He was asked about it. And he said he's focused on Michigan, and he said I appreciate you understanding. That was it. Which I'm sure he was trying to figure out all week how he was going to answer this, and probably got some input. The more that a coach says about something like that, the more trouble he can get into. I don't know if trouble is the right word, but the more awkward it becomes. The less a coach says, the less there is to critique. So he wanted to just give one little sentence, say he's looking at this game, and that's it. So that's what we had to go on. I think he was asked a little bit later, what does it mean as they win games and his profile expands, what positive impact does that have? And he talked about recruiting a little bit, but the question meant was centered around the LSU profile, but he took the question and talked more about recruiting and things like that. So he's not going to talk about it. And you know what? With his background, he can't say too much because at one point he said he was going to stay at Colorado and left. So the more he talks, the more we can critique. So he just left it at that. And as of now, that's what we have to go with.
Jim Comperoni, SpartanMeg.com, the MSU insider, joining us on the Meyer guest line here on Michigan at Michigan State Week. What did you take from his presser when it came to comments about the matchup Saturday in East Lansing?
He was asked about dealing with Michigan's fine running attack, and he kind of joked about it and said, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to give you our whole game plan? Do you want me to get out a grease board and go X's and O's? There's not much that a coach can really say in terms of what they want to do to stop a team. They can basically just compliment what the other team does well. And he certainly did that. And he talked about the things that, that Michigan does with their solid players. One of his main comments and points that I took from it was he's been telling his players to limit the distractions and reduce the hype. And a few players, Peyton Thorne, Jaden Reed, Connor Hayward, they came out and talked a little bit also about reducing the hype. They don't want to have their best practice today. They don't want to try to win Saturday's game today. Mark D'Antonio used to have a comment about that. He said he wanted his players to keep the lion in the cage all week, prepare, and then let it loose at the right time on Saturday. Along the same lines, Mel Tucker said he wants to peak at the right time. He was asked about what this game means to him, and he kind of avoided the subject. He said Monday's too early to talk about that. You can tell he's big into neutral thinking, as he likes to say. He's big into keeping things even keel, and he's not going to throw a lot of things out there on Monday, and he wants his players to focus on day-to-day tasks, fundamentals, all those boring things we don't like to write about and talk about, but they're keeping it very precise this week as they try to build it to a crescendo. But that was similar to D'Antonio keeping a lion in the cage all week, release it on Saturday.
It's going to be a great game. Comp will talk later in the week. We'll break down the matchups between the Wolverines and the Spartans.
Sounds great, Bill. Thanks a lot.